WPGW AM and FM with Portland. WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody from the Fort Recovery Fortsite Fieldhouse. I'm Rob Weaver with the volleyball match tonight between Fort Recovery and the Crestview Lady Knights. Crestview comes in with a record of 7-2 on the season. Fort Recovery, a record of 6-4 on the year. JV contest was won by Crestview. They won a very close first set, 26-24. Fort Recovery was actually leading right at the end, 24-23, but Crestview scored the last 3 points of the set to win 26-24. And then in the second set, the Lady Indians just couldn't get their service going, made several service errors, and lost the second set 25-17. So Crestview wins the JV matchup 2-0. We'll be back with the start of the varsity match coming your way in just a moment, right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Bormore and all of her staff. Dr. Bormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. They're all at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Kim Bormore at Bormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Bormore would love to be your family's dentist. Okay, here we go. And it's going to be, I think, Fort Recovery serving first. Yep, Kayla Heitkamp goes back to get ready to serve. She's one of the seniors on the Lady Indians team, along with Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Nevaeh Leonards. Crestview has a few seniors. Ellie Klein, along with Nevaeh Ross, Adeline Figley, Kennedy Kreider, and Josie Kalwicki. A reminder that we are being heard tonight on WPGW Radio out of Portland. All three of our stations. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com and also the High School Sports Network. Good serve by Kayla Heitkamp, but Fort Recovery can't make the return on the volley back. And side out to Crestview, and they lead 1-0. Serving now for Crestview is Casey Gregory. Good serve. It's an ace serve right in front of Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp. Nobody could get to it. So Casey Gregory with an ace serve. It's 2-0, Crestview. Here's the next serve off of the fist of Homan. And out of bounds, another ace serve. Bridget Homan couldn't quite play that. So Gregory with two consecutive ace serves. She'll serve again. It's now 3-0. Crestview in the lead. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp passes to Heitkamp, who will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, who has a kill, and Fort Recovery has side out. First kill of the match for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp again back to serve. Good serve dug out by Crestview. Here's the set at the net. Outside hitter on a blast, and she hits it out of bounds. That was Lily Best who hit it out of bounds. Point for Cameron Mollenkamp. She will serve again. Good serve dug out. Here's the set at the net, and there's a hit and a kill for Crestview's Adeline Figley. Figley, one of the seniors, gets the kill. Now side out for Crestview. They lead 4-2. Going back to serve is Josie Colwicky. Good serve by Colwicky. Here's a spike by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now the two-hand shove over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Homan. Back over to Crestview. Here's the set. And a hit back to Cameron Mollenkamp on the back line. Here's a smash by Niekamp, but nice save there by Crestview. And there's another kill by Crestview's Adeline Figley, getting her second kill of the night. Fort Recovery could not handle that. It's now 5-2. Service point for Colwicky. Good serve there. Here's a smash by Homan. The set to the net. And the hit over played by Kayla Heitkamp. Cameron Mollenkamp free balls it to Crestview. Another blast. And it's out of bounds this time by Adeline Figley, but just barely. And that's a side out for Fort Recovery. Now serving is Kenna Dews for Fort Recovery. She's the libero, and serve is out of bounds. Service there. So back to serve is their libero, Ellie Klein. Ellie's serve is a good one. Kennedy Mollenkamp to the net. Fort Recovery just trying to save it there. They do. Kenna Dews got it over. Here's a block by Bryn Willman, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Bryn Willman with her first block of the night. She usually comes up with two or three, and it's 6-4. Bridget Homan serving. Good serve dug out by Crestview. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds. I believe that was Casey Gregory who hit that out of bounds. Service point for Bridget Homan, and it's now 6-5. Fort Recovery only down by one. Good serve on the back line. Here's the hit. Fort Recovery plays it in trouble. Goes up and hits the rafter, and nobody could play it when it came down. Point for the Crestview Lady Knights. Going to give that kill to Adeline Figley, and she will serve now. And it's a service error into the net. Makes a score 7-6. Leading the way here is Crestview. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the dig, the set. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit, surprising them, and gets the kill. Kayla Heitkamp with a little sneaky move there, making it 7-7. We're all tied. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Dug out by Crestview. Here's the outside hitter dinking it over and got the kill. That was just a placement kill there by Kennedy Kreider. And that will give the side out to Crestview as Emily Lickley will be serving. Good serve by Lickley. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it back to Crestview. And they're in trouble, and they're not going to be able to get it over on the third hit. So Fort Recovery gets the point, and going back to serve is Bryn Willman. We're all tied at 8-8. And it's a service error for Bryn right into the top of the net. Just not quite enough to get over. So going back to serve now for Crestview is Nevaeh Ross. 9-8, Crestview leads by one. Here's a good serve, Bryn Willman to Homan. Now free balling it over is Kayla Heitkamp. Crestview will set a smash and a kill for Haley McCoy. Right at the middle of the net. Makes it 10-8 now. Nevaeh Ross serving again. There's a smash and a kill by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Her first kill of the night. That makes it 10-9, side out Fort Recovery. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Got a close one going here. Kayla Heitkamp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Ellie Klein. There's a dink over, blocked by Niekamp. And the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews will set to Cameron Mollenkamp, a deep hit, and hits it into the net. point for Crestview. Casey Gregory serving now. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. She sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. A blast, but played by Crestview. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery and a kill for Ellie Klein, their libero. You don't see a lot of kills by the libero, but there was one. Makes it 12-9, Crestview by 3. Back to serve is Casey Gregory. And it's an ace serve. That is her third ace serve of the evening. And timeout Fort Recovery. Lady Indians trail by 4, 13-9. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, and Crestview tonight. Two more matches this week, tomorrow night and Thursday night. We'll have them both for you here on the radio. Big match on Thursday with undefeated Coldwater. That'll be a terrific challenge for the Lady Indians. Here's Casey Gregory on the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over and out of bounds. Point for Casey Gregory. It's now 14-9. Fort Recovery's not been able to solve the Casey Gregory serves here. Another one. Kennedy Mollenkamp tried to get it to the net. She hit it a little bit too far to the net, and Kayla Heitkamp couldn't play it out of the net. Another point for Crestview. Good serve there. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Niekamp. A nice spike played by Crestview. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Dues to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Holman down the line, and she hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Casey Gregory. She's had a whole bunch of them in a row here. 16-9. Here's another serve, a good one. Holman to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's a spike and a kill for Adeline Figley, her fourth kill of the night. Fort Recovery's in deep trouble here, trailing 17-9. I think it was 10-9 or 9-8 there at one point. Another ace serve off the fist of Kennedews. Another timeout for Fort Recovery. That is the fourth ace serve by Casey Gregory tonight. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country, and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Lady Indians trailing now 18-9. A big run of about 8 or 9 straight points here by Casey Gregory. She will serve again. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Crestview gets it back, but it was Niekamp getting it back over from the middle hitting spot. And Crestview could not play it. Finally, we break the serve of Casey Gregory. Now serving is Cameron Mollenkamp. Good serve to Gregory. Here's a blast by the outside hitter, blocked by Fort Recovery. Smash. Nice dig there by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back over to Crestview. And here is a dink kill for Crestview's Haley McCoy. And that gives sight out once again to the Crestview Lady Knights. Here's the set, and Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the kill. No service run there. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill, giving side out to the Lady Indians. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be hosting the Minster Lady Wildcats. Here's a smash and a kill by Crestview by Adeline Figley, her fifth kill of the night. So we have two conference matchups this week, tomorrow night at home with Minster at Coldwater on Thursday. Good serve by Crestview. Willman dinks it over. Crestview able to save it. And they hit it out of bounds. Point for recovery. Bridget Homan will go back to serve now on side out. Fort Recovery trails 20-12. And ace serve for Bridget Homan. Unable to play that was Josie Kalwicki, who kind of went right at her. So first ace serve for Bridget Homan tonight. She'll serve again. It's 20-13. Another good serve. Here's the dig and the set. Outside hitter gets the kill. Kennedy Kreider with a kill from the left side. That makes it now 21-13. Now serving is Adeline Figley. She's an excellent hitter for this Crestview team. To Dews, she will set her pass to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Homan. Back to Crestview. Here's the dink over. Kayla Heitkamp passes to her sets to Bridget Homan. Back over to Crestview. Now back over and a kill for Crestview's Josie Kalwicki. Her first kill of the night. That makes it 22-13 now. Fort Recovery's in deep trouble in this one. Here's the serve by Figley. Good serve. Freeballing it over is Willman for Fort Recovery. Here's the set at the net. The blast. And it's out of bounds by Casey Gregory on the hit. So side out to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve. 22-14. We need a run of four or five in a row here to get back in this set. Good serve by Kennedy. Here's the dig and the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And the kill, as Bridget Homan could not get that. Give the kill to Kennedy Kreider. Side out, Crestview. It's now 23-14. Crestview leads by 9. Serves a good one by Emily Lickley. Back over to Crestview, the set. Here's the two-hand shove over. Cameron Mollenkamp plays it to Heitkamp. Back to Mollenkamp. A block by Crestview and a point. Give Lily Best the block for Crestview. That makes it now 24-14. Here is your set point now. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over to Crestview. The set. Here's a blast and a kill by Casey Gregory. And that's it. 25-14. Fort Recovery goes down to defeat here in the first set. 25-14. It was close up until about 10 points, but then after that, it was all Crestview. Lady Knights go out to a 1-0 lead here. We'll be back in a moment, right after we pause for this on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. Here's a message from our friends at Cooper Farms.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself. And we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone. but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Welcome to the broadcast. Crestview serving first here in the second set. Back over to Crestview. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Did they get the kill? No, it's out of bounds. Adeline Figley hit that one out of bounds. That'll be side out to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now. 1-0, Lady Indians on top. I think this is the first time we have led. Maybe we led in the first first set once or twice. There's a kill by Adeline Figley of Crestview. It's now 1-1. Going back to serve now is Josie Kalwicki. Kalwicki's serve is almost an ace, and it is off the fist of Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kalwicki picks up her first ace serve of the night. It's now 2-1. Fort Recovery needs to win this set to stay in this match. Be very difficult to come back and try to win after a 2-0 deficit. Battle at the net, and Fort Recovery wins. Going to give Cameron Mollenkamp a block on that. Cameron will go back to serve, 2-2. All tied. Mollenkamp serves a good one. Dug out by Crestview with the set. Here's the deep hit by Adeline Figley. Mollenkamp on a smash. That's Kennedy Mollenkamp and gets the kill. We have two Mollenkamp girls playing for us. Kennedy Mollenkamp and her sister Cameron. Kennedy's a senior. Cameron's a sophomore. Both are nice, talented players. Good serve there by Cameron Mollenkamp. And back over to Fort Recovery. A smash and a kill by Adeline Figley. Makes it 3-3, all tied up. Figley has 2, 4, 6, 7 kills so far tonight. She's been very active. Dig there by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's a miss hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp after Kennedy's had set her and Kennedy could not get it to go across. Side out, Crestview, Ellie Klein will serve. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp for Niekamp. Niekamp blasted over. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery's Niekamp. Side out for Fort Recovery's Kennedy's serving. Tied at 4-4 here. Good serve, and it's out of bounds. Good serve from the standpoint that had a distance, but it was out of bounds on the far side. So side out to Crestview. And that's in for an ace. Yep, ace serve for Adeline Figley. Just got into the back line there. 6-4. Crestview takes a two-point lead. Next serve, dug out by Kenna Dews. Here's Kayla Heitkamp getting it over on the second hit. Here's a smash played by Kenna Dews to Cameron Mullenkamp to Homan. And Crestview's able to keep it alive. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery, and nobody can play it. Emily Lickley gets the kill. Adeline Figley with the service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Kenna Dews. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan two hands it over and hits it too long. Hitting error for Homan. Bridget Homan, only a sophomore for the Lady Indians, getting a lot of playing time this year, and deservedly so. 8-4 now. Crestview by four. Here's the dig on the serve back to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Hits it over. Set for Crestview. Hit a hit back over to Fort Recovery, played by the Lady Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp, a smash. And Crestview's going to free ball it over, or they try to, but they mishit it. Into the net it goes for Casey Gregory, and it's side out for Fort Recovery. 8-5 now. This is where the Lady Indians need to make a move, get back in this set here. And there's an ace serve for Bridget Homan. She will serve again. It's now 8-6. Good serve and a pass to the net. Here's the set. Hit over. Played by Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Now here's Crestview hitting it back over. And Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp able to save that nicely. Smash by Crestview. The set by Kayla Dews. The dink over by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And she gets a kill on a little dink shot. Another point for Bridget Homan. It's 8-7. Lady Indians only down by one here. And a miss hit. Miss serve. Service error. Back to serve now for Crestview's Emily Lickley. Lickley's a 5'8 junior. And it's an ace serve. For Lickley, that is her first ace of the night. 10-7 now. Crestview on top by three. Here's the dig by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Here's the set. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Willman. And Willman on a blast. And Willman gets a kill. Bryn Willman with a kill. That's her first kill of the night. She usually has six or seven on a night. Kennedy Mullenkamp now serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. The set and the hit over by Lily Best. Smashed by Cameron Mullenkamp, played by Crestview. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp is set for Cameron Mullenkamp. And Mullenkamp with the spike and the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp makes it 10-9 now. Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve. Fort Recovery's only down by one. There's a good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And free balling it over is Cameron Mullenkamp. The set for Crestview, the hit, and the kill for Kennedy Kreider. Kreider's fourth kill of the evening. Side out Crestview, and going back to serve now is Nevaeh Ross. She served one other time this evening. 11-9 now the score. Crestview by two. Smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. And that was a dinger. Mullenkamp gets the kill. Bryn Willman back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 11-10. Gives Fort Recovery a chance to get the lead back here. Bryn Willman serving. And it's a good serve. Dug out by Ellie Klein. Here's the hit over, but not enough, as Casey Gregory could not get it over. Point for Fort Recovery. And Wellman picks up a service point. She'll serve again. It's tied 11-11. Good serve. Pass to the net. Here's the set. And the set was too close to the net, and nobody could really get a good angle on it. And it's a point Fort Recovery, as Crestview could not get it back over. Fort Recovery takes the lead, 12-11. Oh, there's a service error. And the lead quickly goes away. It's tied 12-12. Service error on Wilman. Casey Gregory now serving for Crestview. Good serve. Wilman on the dig. Homan to Cameron Mullenkamp. Hit down the middle. Played by Crestview, and a smash and a kill for Adeline Figley. Gregory back to serve again. It's now 13-12 as Crestview has grabbed the lead back. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp on the spike. Crestview plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Dig by Kennedy's. Here's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the set, and they're going to call a double hit on Crestview. Side out, Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve as we're tied at 3-3. Good serve by Kayla. Digging it out is Klein. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. And they hit it off the block of Fort Recovery, and there is a kill. I think that was Casey Gregory. Going back to serve now. It might have been Josie Kalwicki. Kalwicki's serving now. Good serve. Crestview by one again, 14-13. Here's Bridget Homan on a nice spike. The spike and the miss hit. Miss hit for Adeline Figley. Side out Fort Recovery. We're tied up again at 14-all. Cameron Mullenkamp will try to give Fort Recovery a few points here. Good serve by Cameron. Dug out by Klein. Here's a smash. And Fort Recovery able to play it. Kennedy is a nice save there. Back to Crestview. A battle at the net. And it's a point for Carly DeCamp as she gets a block. 15-14. Fort Recovery leads by one. Crestview says, we want timeout. Fort Recovery with the serve and leading by one. 15-14 will return.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Once again, tomorrow night we'll be at home with Minster. We'll have that match for you. Somewhere around, probably more like 7 tomorrow night because they're playing three matches tomorrow. 6:30 to 7, somewhere in there. And then Thursday we'll be at Coldwater to take on the Cavaliers, who last I knew they were undefeated on the year. So, Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp goes back to serve. Up on the front line, we've got Niekamp and Kennedy Mullenkamp and Homan. Good serve. Back to Kennedy's, who passes to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Niekamp, and she gets the kill. Carly Niekamp with a kill. Grandpa Pat and Grandma Mary are happy about that one. Another serve here by Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve. Here's the set for Crestview. The blast. Played off of Niekamp. Back over and a kill for Kayla Heitkamp. Fort Recovery feeling it now. They're leading 17-14. Cameron Mullenkamp again serves. To the net. The set. And a block by Niekamp. another point for Niekamp. Another timeout for Crestview. Fort Recovery has jumped out to an 18-14 lead here in the second set. Again, Crestview won the first set pretty easily, actually. 25-14, but right now they're trailing Fort Recovery 18-14 here in the second set. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you in need of a new mower? Well, buckle up, because the spring mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery just got better. We've got top brands like Toro, Grasshopper, Kubota, and Cub Cadet all on sale. And the best part? Used mowers from these trusted brands are marked down some as much as $1,000. Don't miss out on this chance to save. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home with the mower of your dreams. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your one-stop shop for premium mowers at unbeatable prices.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Eric Catterley is our studio producer for the radio stations. Brody Bargey and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here is a smash and a block, but the block goes out of bounds, so give Crestview the kill. I think that was Figley. Now back to serve is Ellie Klein, as that broke the Fort Recovery serve. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over. Here's the set. The smash played off of Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp was set for Homan. Gets a nice spike there, but Crestview plays it. And there's a finesse hit and a kill by Adeline Figley. Just hit it in the right spots. 18-16 now. Give a service point for Ellie Klein. Serves again. Dues to Heitkamp. Heitkamp was set for Niekamp, and Niekamp gets the kill. Carly didn't seem too excited about that. I didn't know if she hit it in or not, but she did. 19-16, Lady Indians by three. Here's Kenna Dews serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve to the back line. Now over on the second hit to Fort Recovery. Wilman on a hit, and she got a kill. Bryn Wilman with her second kill of the night. Give Kenna Dews a service point. It's 20-16. Lady Indians up by four. This will make it a different match here. Fort Recovery can win this. We'll tie it up at one apiece. Good serve. Here's the set. The block. And Fort Recovery gets the point. I think that was Wilman with the block. Kenna Dews back to serve again. It's now 21-16. Good serve. Dug out by the back line by Josie Kalwicki. Here's the hit over by Crestview. The set and Wilman. Soft hit over to Crestview. Here's a deep hit by Gregory back to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Homan and got the kill. Hit it right at Josie Kalwicki, and Kalwicki could not play it. Bridget Homan picks up her first kill of the evening. And Kenna Dews goes back to serve. It's now 22-16. Good serve. Here's the set for Crestview. What happened? I think they said that was hit out of bounds by Figley, so point for Fort Recovery. 23-16 now. Kenna Dews, nice serve there. Dug out by Gregory. Here's the dink over. Fort Recovery's able to play it. And give a kill. I think it was Emily Lickley, I believe, with the kill there. Back to serve now is Adeline Figley. Figley with the serve. Dug out by Kenna Dews. Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan on the smash, played by Crestview. Here's Gregory back to Kenna Dews, to Heitkamp, to Wilman, and Wilman gets the kill. 24-17, and here's our match, here's our set point, I should say. Set point for Bridget Homan, and it's out of bounds. Did not get it. 24-18. Crestview has a small chance here, trailing by six. Good serve, and it's an ace serve off the fist of Kennedews, and give Emily Lickley an ace serve, her second of the night. Emily Lickley, a junior on this team. Good serve. Kennedews gets another. Can't handle that one. Another ace serve for Lickley. And all of a sudden, it's 24-20. Coach Guggenbiller calls timeout. Fort Recovery leads by four, but Crestview making a final run here. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, nice run by Crestview. They've cut the margin to 4 points. Serving once again is Emily Lickley. Lickley up there. Try to make it 24-21. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. The spike played by Crestview. Smashed by Gregory. And Fort Recovery hits it back to Crestview. Gregory hits it back over to Fort Recovery. And Kayla Heitkamp gets the kill, and that's it. Kayla Heitkamp gets the kill, and Fort Recovery has won the second set here by a score of 25-20. That's going to push it to at least four sets tonight. 25-14, Crestview wins the first set. Second set won by the Lady Indians, 25-20. We'll be back with set number three coming up in just a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with the third set tonight. Fort Recovery and Crestview tied at one apiece. Kayla Heitkamp will serve for the Lady Indians. Kayla has no service points tonight, which is unusual for her. She has three kills. Let's see if she can pick up a service point here. Good serve dug out by Gregory of Crestview. Gregory hits it back over. Fort Recovery plays it. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. A spike played by Crestview. A battle at the net. Still going. And Crestview saves it. It's a nice hit by Homan there a moment ago. Almost got the point. Here's the set for Homan. A blast. And the block is out of bounds off of Crestview. So Homan gets the kill. Bridget Homan with the kill, making it 1-0. And there's the first service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Here's the set for Crestview. Hit back over to Fort Recovery, out of bounds. Lily Best hit that one out of bounds for the Lady Knights. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Fort Recovery leads 2-0 and not going to get a service point like that. It's a service error into the net. So Crestview gets a side out, and they now trail by 1-2-1. Back to serves, Casey Gregory. Good serve. Dug out by Homan, and waiting for it at the net and getting the kill was Crestview. And honestly, I'm not sure who that was, so I can't tell you. Hopefully you folks watching on TV saw that. Another good serve there by Gregory. Back to Crestview. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill. That's Haley McCoy picking up her third kill of the night. Another service point for Casey Gregory. Casey had quite a run earlier tonight in service points in one of the sets. And that is in for an ace serve right on the back line. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is 5 ace serves for her now. Casey Gregory serving again. Dug out by Homan to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Kind of free balls it over. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Hit out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point on the hitting error by Adeline Figley, and that gives Cameron Mullenkamp the serve now. And side out for the Lady Indians. Good serve here by Cameron. Dug out by Klein, and Crestview can't get it back over. 4-4, all tied up here in the third set. Boy, whoever wins this set, it'll be a big advantage for them. Tied at one set apiece at the moment. Here's the smash by Crestview, and Fort Recovery able to save that. Nice save. Here's a smash by Figley. Back over by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Crestview. The set. Here's Figley on a hit and got the kill. I believe that was Emily Lickley with the assist. Adeline Figley picks up the kill. She has 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 kills already for her tonight. Serve now by Josie Kalwicki. Good serve. Niekamp puts it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back to Crestview. Crestview's in trouble. A free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp to the net. Heitkamp will set for Homan, and she got the kill. Bridget Homan with a kill. Now side out Lady Indians. 5-5. We're all tied up. Kenna Dews will now serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Gregory to the net. Here's a hit over by Figley. Cameron Mullenkamp free balls it back. Waiting on it on the outside was Crestview's Emily Lickley, and she got the kill. Side out Crestview, and now Crestview leads by 1, 6-5. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Willman. A block. Fort Recovery gets it back. Willman hits it back over. Here's the set. A smash. Played by Cameron Mullenkamp. Willman sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Kennedy gets the kill. Side out Lady Indians. Bridget Homan goes back to serve. We're tied at 6-6. Bridget's serve is a good one to the net. Here's the set and the hit. Blocked by Willman. Crestview plays it. Here's the hit back over by Figley. Now for recovery, and Figley gets it back over and got the kill. Adeline Figley, another kill for her, number 12. And she'll go back to serve now on side out for the Lady Knights. 7-6 score now. Dug out by Kennedy's to Homan. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp and a block and a kill for Emily Lickley. She got the block and the points. 8-6, Crestview by 2. Figley serving again. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the spike, played by Crestview. And a battle at the net. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it over to Crestview. Here's the set. Here's Gregory with a smash. Saved by Dews. And free-balling it over is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's Crestview back to Fort Recovery. And getting the little finesse kill was Emily Lickley. She just hit it where nobody was. Another service point for Figley. Adeline Figley on the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Dews to Heitkamp. Here's a hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Crestview plays it. Gregory on a smash. And got the kill. Casey Gregory with a kill. That makes it 10-6 now, as the Lady Indians falling behind here by 4. We'll be back in just a moment. Timeout, Fort Recovery.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
So after it was tied 6-6, Crestview's made quite a run here. Now they lead 10-6, and they still have serve, still have the service. Adeline Figley goes back to serve again. Crestview's 7-2 on the year. Lady Indians are 6-4. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Willman. Willman on a smash. Played by Crestview. Gregory free balls it over to Fort Recovery. Dews to Heitkamp. Hits it over quickly on the second hit. Crestview plays it. They can't get it over. 4 hits on Crestview. So now Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve. We finally break the service of Adeline Figley there. 10-7 now. Lady Indians down by 3. Kennedy Mollenkamp serves a good one. Here's the set and the hit by Gregory. And there's Heitkamp over to Crestview. Hit back by Figley to Homan. Now Dews. Now here's Cameron Mollenkamp. Set for Crestview. The hit over is out of bounds by Kennedy Kreider. Give a service point for Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now 10-9. Good serve by Mollenkamp. There's a two-handed hit back to Fort Recovery. Bridget Homan almost got the kill, but Crestview responds. And Crestview gets a kill from Kennedy Kreider. It's number 5 for her tonight. Side out Crestview as they lead 11-8 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Serving now, Emily Lickley. Good serve by Lickley. Kennedy Mollenkamp will free ball it over, and Crestview can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Kennedy a kill on that one. Now it's Bryn Willman serving for Fort Recovery. Indians down by only 2, 11-9. Good serve. Dug out by Casey Gregory. Here's a hit by the outside hitter. Off the fist of Kennedy Mollenkamp, Lily Best comes through with a kill. That's her first kill tonight. And that'll give the service to Nevaeh Ross. side out Crestview. 12-9. Good serve, a let serve, but Fort Recovery is able to play it. Here's the set, the smash. Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill to Lily Best. Nevaeh Ross picks up a service point. She'll go back to serve again. It's now 13-9. Ross's serves dug out by Dews. To Heitkamp, who was set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Cross-court hit. Played by Figley of Crestview. Here's a smash and a kill by Gregory. Casey Gregory with another kill. That is her fourth of the night. Another good serve here by Nevaeh Ross. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan back to Crestview. Here's the set to the outside hitter. A blast played by Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to Homan. Homan hits it over. Now back to Fort Recovery. They're going to call a double hit on Crestview. Double hit is the call on Crestview. Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. 14-10. Fort Recovery needs a run of four or five here. Get back in this set. They trail. Oh, service error in the net. Trail now 15-10. Back to serve is Gregory. Good serve, and it's an ace serve off of Kennedy Mullenkamp, who could not play that. Casey Gregory with an ace and timeout Fort Recovery. 16-10. Lady Indians trail here in the third set.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery and Crestview are tied up at one set apiece, as Crestview won the first set 25-14. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-20, but Crestview has taken a pretty nice lead here in the third set, leading 16-10 at the moment. And Crestview has the serve. Casey Gregory back to serve for the Lady Knights. Crestview in their red uniforms, Fort Recovery in their white and black uniforms. And it's an ace serve. That was a let serve that Fort Recovery just couldn't play. It's very hard to play those let serves like that. That's two ace serves in a row here for Casey Gregory. Another serve. Bridget Homan on the dig. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. And Crestview able to save it. Back to Mullenkamp. That's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Niekamp hitting it over and got the kill. Soft little hit by Carly Niekamp, but she gets the kill. And now Cameron Mullenkamp goes back to serve. It's 17-11. Lady Indians down by six. Need to cut the gap here. And Crestview mishits it, and they don't get it back over. Service point for Cameron. That's her sixth service point of the night. Another good service point here. Another good serve, I should say. Figley with a smash and got the kill. Adelyn Figley with another kill. Kill number 13 for her tonight. Now going back to serve is Josie Kulwicki, as the score is 18-12. Crestview by six. Good serve by Crestview. Heitkamp setting for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. And they're going to say Kennedy Mullenkamp gets the block. Kenna Dews goes back to serve. 18-13 now. Time's running out here for Fort Recovery. They need to make a move. Good serve there. Here's the set for Crestview. Bigley with the smash and got the kill. Kill number 14 now for Adeline Figley here in the third set. Good serve for Crestview. Kennedy's will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy on the hit back over. The set for Crestview. Figley gets it over and got the kill. Figley got the set from the middle to the side and she got the kill. Kill number 15 in the match for Adeline Figley. Another serve here by Ellie Klein. Good serve. And Fort Recovery gets it over and gets the kill. Give Bridget Holman the kill. 20-14. And Holman will go back to serve. Where's number 25? Here's a good serve dug out by Ellie Klein. Here's a smash by Figley, and did she get it? Nope, she hit it out of bounds. She is a powerful hitter, but once in a while she'll put a little bit too much muscle into it. Service point for Bridget Holman. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Crestview. Set for Figley again, and got the kill. Went off of Kennedy's, and Kennedy just couldn't get it in a position where anybody else could play it. So give Figley her 16th kill of the night. She will go back to serve. Here's a set and a smash by Bryn Willman. Smash by Gregory, and she gets the kill. Casey Gregory with a kill for Crestview. Service point for Adeline Figley, and it's now 22-15. Fort Recovery in deep trouble here in this one. Good serve dug out by Dews. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Nice kill. Kennedy, a nice spike there for a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Kennedy will go back to serve. 22-16 now. Lady Indians down by six. They need a run here. Kennedy Mullenkamp serves a good one. Dug out by Crestview. Here's a smash over, played by Dews. Oh! That might have gone up and hit the backboard. Crestview with the point. Emily Lickley will serve. 23-16 now. Crestview leads. Fort Recovery cannot get that into the position to play it. And I'm going to go ahead and call that an ace serve for Lickley. She will serve again. Here's the set point. Oh, nice dig by Bridget Holman to keep that alive. Here's a hit by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Crestview will play it. The set, the deep hit by Figley, played by Cameron Mullenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Holman. Holman back over to Crestview. Here's a set. Gregory on a soft little hit and got the kill. That's it. 25-16. Casey Gregory gets the last point of the set. And Fort Recovery's down 2-1 now here in this match with Crestview. Not impossible to still come back, but uphill battle here for the Lady Indians. We'll be back in just a moment with set number 4.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The the St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Couch Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at couchpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go with the fourth set. Fort Recovery gets the serve, and there's a block by Crestview. I believe that was Haley McCoy who came through with the block. Good serve for Crestview. Back to Crestview. Here's Figley. Spike and a kill. Adeline Figley, another kill. Kill number 17 for her on the night. Quite a hitter. Here's Casey Gregory serving. Good serve. Kennedy's to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Crestview back over to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp. Oh, tried to hit it over on the second hit and mishit it. Hit it into the net instead. And the Lady Indians are trailing here 3-0. Another serve by Gregory. And Fort Recovery picks up the point as the ball went out of bounds off of Crestview. So Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve. It's 3-1. Crestview leads by 2. Kayla Heitkamp serves a good one. Dug out by Klein. Here's a smash and a kill for Crestview's Lily Best. That's her third kill of the evening. Casey Gregory will give the ball over to Josie Kalwicki, who will go back to serve. Kalwicki's serve is a good one. It was a let serve and just too far in front of Kennedy. She couldn't play it. Give Kalwicki an ace serve, her second ace of the night. Serves again. Dug out by Mullenkamp to Heitkamp, who will set for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets the kill. Nice hit there for Carly. That's kill number 6 for her tonight. Cameron Mullenkamp now serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. There's Figley hitting a little dink shot over and got the kill. Normally she'll blast it at you, but that time she used a little finesse, a little dink shot, and Figley gets the kill. Side out for Crestview. Klein serving now. Back over to Crestview, back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig and the set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp on the hip. Smashed by Crestview. Fort Recovery blocks it. And Figley mishit it. Adeline Figley, a rare mishit for her. And Fort Recovery goes back to serve, side out Lady Indians, trailing 6-3 here in the fourth set. Fort Recovery must win this set to have a chance to win the match. And there is an ace serve for Canadews. That went off of the libero, Ellie Klein. Canadews serves again. 6-4. That one's too long. Service error. And so side out for Crestview again. This time they lead 7-4. Back to serve now is Adeline Figley. Good serve by Figley. Dug out by Canadews. Heitkamp sets for Bridget Homan. Homan on the nice hit. Played by Crestview. And a miss hit there for Gregory. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Casey Gregory hits that into the net instead of over. So point for Recovery. Bridget Homan now serving. It's 7-5. Homan's serve is a good one. Here's the set for Crestview. They hit back over to the Lady Indians. And back over to Fort Recovery. Back over to Crestview. Here's the set for Crestview. Gregory on the hit. Canadews to Cameron Mullenkamp. Now Bridget Homan hits it over. Back to Fort Recovery again. Heitkamp will set for Bridget Homan. Back to Crestview. Here's the set and the smash and the kill for Kennedy Kreider. Kennedy Kreider with a kill. Side out. Lady Knights. Emily Lickley goes back to serve. It's now 8-5. Crestview by 3. Service error by Lickley. That helps. Helps the Lady Indian cause. Kennedy Mullenkamp goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Crestview. Here's a smash. And it's out of bounds by Kennedy Kreider. Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mullenkamp with the serve. Good serve. To the net. Here's the set. And the hit by Figley. Gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Quickly, Heitkamp back to Crestview. Here's the dink over, and they get the kill. Kennedy Kreider with a little dink kill. And that makes it now 9-7. Crestview by 2 with the side outs. Nevaeh Ross will go back to serve now for the Lady Knights. Good serve dug out by Canadews to Heitkamp. She'll set for Cameron Mullenkamp. A smash, a block by Crestview. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets. Cameron Mullenkamp, another block by Crestview, and they get the point. Give that to Haley McCoy. Service point for Nevaeh Ross. She will serve again. It's 10-7. Crestview by 3. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Willman. Willman hitting back to Crestview. Here's the set and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp plays it to Heitkamp. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp on the spike. Played by Crestview. Figley back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp over on the second hit. Here's a set and a kill. Gregory gets the kill. Give the assist there to Emily Lickley, who had a nice assist. She's had several tonight. It's 11-7, timeout Fort Recovery. Crestview leads by 4. We'll be back.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Just down the street here from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Once again, we remind you that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Kim Vormore would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, from Vormore Family Dentistry, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Good serve by Crestview. Heitkamp will set for Willman. Willman's hit is blocked. Kennedy Mullenkamp. That's hit is blocked. Back to the net, and there is a kill for Haley McCoy. Right to the top of the net. McCoy was waiting on it from her middle hitting position and blasted over. And there's a service error by Nevaeh Ross. That'll give the side out to Fort Recovery. 12-8. Lady Indians certainly are in this set, but they need to make a move here. They've got to win this set to stay alive. Ace serve, miscommunication. Nobody even tried to play that one. Bryn Willman gets an ace serve. Way to go, Bryn. She didn't get too many of those. That's a great serve there for her. Good serve again. Hitting it over was Casey Gregory, but she hit it out of bounds for Crestview. Point for Fort Recovery. Another serve by Willman. Good serve again. Dug out by Klein. There's a smash and a kill for Lily Best. Another assist for Emily Lickley. She's racked up a whole bunch of them tonight. Serving now, Casey Gregory for Crestview. Good serve. Fort Recovery has to free ball it over. Here's the set for Crestview. The smash and a block by Carly Niekamp. Point Fort Recovery. 13-11. Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve. Side out Indians. 2-point lead for Crestview. 13-11. Good serve. Dug out by Crestview, but nobody's there to play it. Dug out by Ellie Klein, and that's an ace serve for Kayla Heitkamp. She will serve again. It's now 13-12. Heitkamp, a nice serve there, dug out by Klein. Here's the hit across and a kill for Crestview's Haley McCoy. That makes it 14-12. Side out for Lady Knights. Crestview's Josie Kalwicki will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Kennedy, who's a Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. Crestview blasted over, and it's a kill for Figley. Adeline Figley gets kill number 19 now for her in the four sets. Kalwicki serving. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Niekamp, who hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Kalwicki. And she will go back to serve again. It's 16-12. Kennedy Mullenkamp digs it out to Heitkamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Crestview, a blast, blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Kalwicki. And here's a hit back over by Homan. Smash by Gregory. Played by Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp back over to Crestview. The set and the blast by Figley. Fort Recovery plays it. Hit by Homan. What a nice volley going here. Figley on a smash and finally gets the kill. Number 20 of the night for Adeline Figley. And Fort Recovery calls time. Lady Indians now trailing 17-12 here in set number four. Crestview already leads 2-1.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery's back to the wall here. Trailing 17-12 in the fourth set. They lose this set. Crestview will win the match. Back to serve is Josie Kulwicki, one of the seniors on the Crestview squad. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. Here's the hit back over by Figley. Heitkamp sets again for Holman. It's blocked. And coming through with a point was Crestview. That was Figley and Haley McCoy back there together. Good serve. Oh, nice save there by Fort Recovery's Holman. Here's a hit back over. And free-balling it over is Heitkamp for Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Figley, and she got the kill. Kill number 21 for Adeline Figley. Another service point for Josie Kulwicki. 19-12 now. Kulwicki having a nice little run here. Not what Fort Recovery needs. Here's the set by Lickley. And a smash by Figley. And she got the kill. Went off the block by Fort Recovery. Kill number 22 now. He just keeps racking them up. Josie Kulwicki on the serve. Kennedews. Here's the hit back over by Cameron Mullenkamp. Niekamp waiting for it at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill by Bridget Holman. 20-13 now. Lady Indians have to have a run here. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve. Serve is a good one. Dug out by Gregory on the back line. Hit over by Figley. Nice move there by Cameron Mullenkamp to get it back to Crestview. Figley hits it again off of Dews. Heitkamp for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over to Crestview. And hitting it out of bounds was Emily Lickley for Crestview. Point for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp serving. It's 20-14. Here's the set. Battle at the net. Back to Crestview, and they're going to call a double hit. I think that's the third time tonight they've called a double hit on Crestview. Another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. That makes it 20-15. Fort Recovery sneaking back in this. Good serve. Dug out by Klein. Here's the set, and Figley with the smash and the kill. Another assist for Emily Lickley. And Figley, another kill, number 23 on the night. Here's Ellie Klein serving now for Crestview, dug out by Kennedews to Kennedy Mullenkamp to Holman. Holman back over to Crestview. Klein will set for Figley, and it's out of bounds. Cross-court hit went out of bounds. Side-out Lady Indians. Kennedews goes back to serve. It's 21-16. Crestview by five. Oh, no, a service error for Kennedews. 22-16. That might have been the fatal blow right there. Figley back to serve now for Crestview. Good serve. Dug out by Dews. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp and got the kill. Kill for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Side out for recovery. Bridget Holman goes back to serve. And there's still time for the Lady Indians if they can make a run right here. They need to make a run right here. Holman, good serve. And they're going to call a double hit on Crestview. 22-18. Holman serves again. Dug out by Klein. Lickley. There's a hit back over by Kennedy Kreider. Here's a smash by Holman, played by Figley of Crestview. Back to Figley and got the kill. Hit it through the block of Bryn Wilman and Heitkamp. Number 24 for Figley on the kills tonight. Serve here for Lickley. Good serve. Here's a smash by Holman. Back to Lickley. Here's a hit by Figley. Give the assist that time to Ellie Klein. Another kill by Figley. Kill number 25 here in this match. Of course, we played four sets. Lickley on the serve. It's too long, or is it? Nope, it's an ace serve. And that's it. That was your match point. 25-18. Lickley with an ace serve to end it here tonight. Fort Recovery falls to Crestview 3-1. Crestview won the first set 25-14. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-20. Crestview won the third set 25-16. And Fort Recovery lost that fourth set, Crestview winning 25-18. Crestview wins the match 3-1. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, Studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, Crestview has the clean sweep tonight. They win the junior varsity matchup 26-24 and 25-17 to win 2-0. And then they win in the varsity matchup 3-1. Again, those set scores 25-14. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-20. And then Crestview won the last two 25-16, 25-18 to win 3-1. Crestview improves to 8-2 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 6-5 on the season. For Fort Recovery, unofficial stats tonight, Kenna Dews had 5 service points, including 1 ace. Kayla Heitkamp had 3 kills, 3 service points, including an ace. Bryn Wilman had 3 kills, 2 blocks, 4 service points, including an ace. Carly Niekamp had 6 kills and 4 blocks. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 7 kills and a block. And Kennedy also had a total of, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 service points for Kennedy Mullenkamp in addition to her 7 kills and 1 block. Cameron Mullenkamp had a total of 3 kills, 1 block, and 8 service points for Cameron. Bridget Homan had 5 kills, 6 service points, including 2 aces. So leading the team in kills tonight, had 7 kills for Kennedy Mullenkamp this evening, 6 kills for Carly Niekamp tonight to lead the way in those departments. For Crestview, again, 25 kills for Adeline Figley, quite the hitter she is. She had 8 service points as well, including 1 ace. Also, Casey Gregory had 7 kills, 17 service points, and 7 aces tonight for Casey Gregory. Ellie Klein had 1 kill and 2 service points. Nevaeh Ross ended up with 5 service points. Emily Lickley had 5 kills, 5 service points, including 4 aces and 1 block. Lily Best had 4 kills and a block. Kennedy Kreider had 7 kills on the night. Nice night for Kennedy. Haley McCoy had 5 kills and 3 blocks. And Josie Kalwicki had 1 kill, 8 service points, and 2 aces. Tomorrow night we'll be back here at the Portside Fieldhouse as Fort Recovery will host Minster. And then we'll be at Coldwater on Thursday. We'll have both those matches for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Rody Bargie and Neil Spencer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Crestview defeats our Lady Indians 3-1 tonight in high school volleyball.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.